Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Must be Wednesday, about quarter to one. Charlie Hertz on the line. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Doing just fine. Read your column, Republic to Lose True Public Servant. Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma is leaving the Senate at the end of this session. He's got some health issues and wants to be with his family. Certainly understand that. Charlie, you say he probably won't have a government building named after him, but my thoughts are he probably should.
No kidding. He really should. But I think the reason that he probably won't is because, he may not be the most famous or most visible politician around here, but he has been here for, 6 years now in the Senate, or rather 8 years in the Senate now, and has run these bureaucrats all over the place. He has not relented. He has gone after him for, the wastefulness of the spending, and he really has been he's kind of an unsung hero in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
As well as his staff, and if you only knew how many of the stories that you hear about, like the shrimp running on the jogging on the running mill, all those are stories that he and his people sort of dug up. And he's going to be very, very sorely missed around here.
Yeah, Stephen Dynan was talking about it back when the story broke. He and I were kind of joking about the fact that, what's he going to do now? Dynan, that is, because he said he depended on Coburn for a lot of good information.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of people like Dynan who are going to be looking around for, it used to be that John McCain would do some of that stuff. But even when he was doing it, he wasn't as aggressive and wasn't as, the great thing about Coburn is he doesn't care about politics, he doesn't care about what party you're in, and he is not doing it for any sort of grandiose purposes. He doesn't really want attention. I remember one time tracking him down in the hallway when I first started covering the Hill, and I asked him, I called out to him and said, Senator Coburn, and he turned to me and looked very seriously and said, call me doctor.
Yeah.
He was not kidding. He was far prouder. He is far prouder of being a doctor than he ever was for being a politician, which is the way it ought to be. That's why it's called public service, is because it's not this grandiose thing, or it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be this very humble position where you come and you do the dogged kind of work that Coburn has always done.
Yeah, imagine that, a politician, and the words integrity and honesty come to mind.
I can't think of many.
Yeah, that's
for sure. But he is. And what he has endured. I mean, in his campaigns and even when he's been here, the other politicians, you take an honest guy like that, a decent, hardworking guy like that, and you make up crazy, crazy stuff and accuse him of it. Well, a decent person has a heart. You're just trying to calculate how are these stories being made up about me, and you don't even know how to respond right. But of course, if you're a run of the mill sleazy politician, it's very easy to take accusations against you and turn them against your enemy. And they play all these games and they play it brilliantly. But
yeah.
If you're a serious guy, being accused of a conflict of interest because you continue to deliver babies once you're in the Senate, it's a madhouse. It's like like one of those funhouse mirror
things. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good old Harry Reid. Huh. All right. Now there are those probably glad to see him go so they can harvest the government through more government waste, I would suppose.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, just look around, and it's both sides. I think that Democrats are quite a bit worse about it, but at least they're I think, in some ways a little bit more open about it. But so much of this stuff, the wastefulness and the grift that goes on around here is it's a bipartisan problem, and that's why, and I think that's why so many of the Republicans up here, and particularly Republican leaders, sometimes, you know, got really exasperated with Coburn. He wasn't just going after Democrats, and he worked so hard to reach across the aisle to get Democrats to work with him on stuff. And you know, President Obama famously managed to get through, you know, his tenure in the Senate, accomplishing exactly nothing. But the one piece of legislation that bears his name as a you know, the top sponsor, was a bill that Coburn cobbled together with him. And, you know, at the request of Coburn, and ironically, it's about transparency in federal spending, which is sort of comical when you think about how transparent the current administration has been.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, so there are some big shoes to fill. Anyone come to mind when it comes to replacing Coburn?
You know, it's going to, I think it's, you know, we've had a couple already, sort of a battle has stirred up over his replacement with, the Tea Party types,
mm-hmm.
very much not happy with the more establishment, candidates out there. But I honestly think that it is far too early, to say much about it right now, because I think that what you're going to see play out is, you know, we've got plenty of time, and I think what you're going to see play out is a lot of the Tea Party people are going to come forward, and they're going to get a very serious look at them. And I, partly the reason I say that is because, of course, back in when Coburn first ran for Senate for the nomination, he faced a stiff, establishment pick, and managed to do a very good job of, making the case that he is a true fiscal conservative,
yeah.
and a very serious guy. And the establishment out in Oklahoma got very much turned on its head, and then turned around. And of course, you know, nobody, no true conservative could find anything to complain about Coburn. The only way a conservative complains about Coburn is if they would put, you know, partisan fortunes ahead of,
yeah.
Conservative principles.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I've heard a couple of names already. Jim Langford, congressman, and
Langford has been the one that has really drawn a lot of criticism from the Tea Partiers,
yeah.
and some of the more anti-establishment Republicans. I mean, Langford has a fairly conservative voting record, but he is in the leadership in the House, and a lot of people are very understandably wary of the fact that that he is if you start out in leadership, you might be less likely to be the bearer of bad news to party leadership, the way Tom Coburn has been time and time again.
Yeah, the other name I'm hearing is Mary Fallon, the governor.
And I think that you have some of the same problems there,
mm-hmm.
though there hasn't been quite the same reaction among the Tea Partiers and the conservative, some of these outside conservative groups that are trying to cause as much problems as they can for any candidate that is viewed as an establishment candidate.
Yeah. All right, one more thing before I let you run. I guess you won't be going to New York anytime soon because of your pro-life, your Second Amendment friendly, and you're not for gay marriage. You're not welcome there.
It really is mind-blowing that anybody... Could you imagine, you pick somebody you pick some position... political position that you don't like, and imagine announcing that anyone who holds that position, you know, say they're in favor of legalizing pot, and you think it's a bad idea, and that you would actually sit there and say that if you favor legalizing pot, I don't want you here. You're not welcome here.
Get out.
What is it? I mean, it's a craziness that it's just, it's un, I mean, it's, it, obviously it's un-American, but it's just wacko. Who has time to care about these things? About whether or not they're going to welcome you because you're, because you believe in the Second Amendment.
Yeah, well, the Democrats, they're the tolerant party, remember?
Just crazy.
All right, Charlie, as always, good column. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. Republic to Lose, True Public Servant. It is indeed about Senator Tom Dr. Tom Coburn.
Dr. Tom Coburn, that's right.
There you go. All right, Charlie, thanks. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you.
Charlie Hurt writes the nuclear option column here at the Washington Times. 1254, 1260 WRC.